Concours Écricom 2003. Épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 12. Every new law should have to pass the liberty test. Is Britain a free country? Partly yes and partly no. For all sorts of reasons, we restrain ourselves or allow a law to restrain us from doing all sorts of things. But within that framework of law, we are free to do as we please. Freedom is not the be-all and end-all. It has to compete with other absolute values, such as security and prosperity, fairness and justice. But this does not mean that we can ever afford to ignore the claims of freedom. The great genius of Britain has been to fashion a framework of balanced liberty within which the claims of freedom have been reconciled with security, prosperity, fairness and justice. Magna Carta granted liberties for all free men of our realm to be kept in our Kingdom of England for ever. These liberties protected the individual subject from the arbitrary power of the state. Those who fashioned Magna Carta expected a multitude of constraints on individual action, but they demanded that the state, too, should be constrained, so that the liberties of the subject might be both defined and preserved. Increasingly and worryingly in recent years, we have seen the beginning of the erosion of British attachment to the liberty of the individual. We have seen a government so confident of the virtues and effectiveness of state action that it does not much concern itself with the necessity to constrain the state. The examples are legion, the attempt to extend the power of the state beyond the immediate needs of security under the Anti-Terrorism, Crime and Security Act, defeated in the House of Lords, the Snoopers Charter, allowing virtually every government agency to trace emails, now withdrawn, the attack on trial by jury, now to be abandoned, and the threat to the political independence of the police, arising from the Home Secretary's attempt to control every part of every police force in Britain from a desk in Whitehall, now the subject of a battle between the government in the House of Commons and the opposition in the House of Lords. What is needed is a parliamentary device, a freedom statement to be included in new legislation to re-establish healthy democratic debate. It would ensure that Parliament always considers the impact of new laws on the freedom of the individual or the interaction of domestic legislation with European law and human rights law. The durability of the freedom statement would lie in its political neutrality. By awakening the government to the claims of liberty, it would lessen the chances of that government finding itself out of tune with prevailing national sentiment and having to withdraw proposals, as the present government has had so often to do. At the same time, by focusing debate, the device would give the opposition a clearer basis for effective scrutiny. Democracy, rather than one party or another, would be the winner. Fin du texte numéro 12.